Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're joined in the studio by Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, who is the director of the Clark Atlanta University Counseling Center. Dr. Joy, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Kiplin.
So I wanted to have you because this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and tell us why it's important to have a month to focus on mental health awareness.
Yeah, I think it's really important so that we can raise awareness about all the mental health issues that sometimes plague our community. So it's a nationwide campaign. It's not just for like the African-American community, but it's important to raise attention to these issues so that we begin to take our mental health as importantly as our physical health.
And we know that in our community, there is an increased stigma in seeking health for mental health. But it seems that it's culturally our nature, maybe as humans or maybe as Americans, to not seek mental health counseling. In fact, it was only with the ACA that mental health kind of received parity with physical health. So what is it about, you know, humans, men, women, African-American, Asian-Americans? I mean, it seems everyone is reluctant to acknowledge or seek mental health counseling.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. And if you think about what is involved in walking into a counselor's office and telling them, you know, things that you maybe haven't even told the closest people in your lives, I don't know that many people really kind of just openly want to do that, right? So it's a big deal in terms of kind of just being vulnerable enough to share those experiences with a counselor, but also thinking about historically how African Americans have been treated in the health system. So with the Tuskegee experiment and, you know, all of those things, like there has been a significant distrust of medical communities for the Black community. And so I think when you add on the mental health piece, given that a lot of people still think, you know, you can just pray and make those things better, or are you possessed by something, or if you just tried a little harder, then you'd be able to kind of take care of these issues. I think there's still a lot of misunderstanding and confusion about what mental health issues are. And so people don't then seek the help that they need for these concerns.
And I was somewhere recently and the speaker said, you know, people have never tried to pray away diabetes or pray away cancer. So why this idea that you can actually pray away depression?
Mm-hmm. I think because it's not necessarily something you can see, right? I mean, so there's not like a lab test that you can do to kind of detect depression. Now, there are questionnaires and quizzes that we do as clinicians that will help us get an idea of the symptoms that you're having, but there's not an easy result like, okay, your levels are this high, this means you have diabetes. So I think because it's not as tangible, then people think, oh, this is something else. And so you don't necessarily need the same kinds of interventions that you would need for something like diabetes.
But while we might not acknowledge it, a lot of us can see behavior in colleagues and friends, sometimes in family members, that we do question. So why don't we make that kind of next logical step to say maybe this child, this friend, this coworker should seek counseling?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you there, because a lot of times what you will see is the symptoms. And for a lot of people, your loved ones will be the first people to be able to kind of recognize those symptoms before maybe even you can. And so I think sometimes what family members will do is kind of make it a personal shortcoming as opposed to looking at this like, OK, could there actually be something else going on here?
Kind of that if they would just use some discipline.
Right.
So, Dr. Joy, that leads me right to the next question. How do we as humans understand when it's time to get counseling? How do we know that this has gone from that be good, you know, discipline or just smile, you'll feel better to something may be more serious here.
Yeah, well, I'm a big believer in the fact that counseling is beneficial for everybody. I think everybody has something going on that they could probably benefit from talking with a counselor about. But I do think if you begin to see significant declines in your functioning, so missing more days of work or not wanting to go to school, lapses in your personal hygiene, so not bathing as regularly, not brushing your teeth, those kinds of things, cognitive, like things feel really foggy, so you're not able to think as quickly as you used to, not sleeping or eating like you used to, either sleeping more or less or eating more or less than you used to, any thoughts of suicide, for sure, you would want to check in with a counselor to kind of see what's going on there.
And for our listeners who have, you know, maybe they're at that point, what is the next step? Because so many people in our community don't even know how to engage with a mental health professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think for like students and children who are still in school, typically there's a school counselor. So like at CAU, we have the counseling center. And then in, you know, elementary, middle school and high school, there are school counselors that you can talk with. But then if you're out of school, you also would want to start by calling your insurance company. So a lot of people want to use insurance benefits to see a counselor. It's typically a 800 number on the back of your card, and get a list of therapists in your area who are accepting your insurance and try to set up an appointment.
And then for people who have maybe tried therapy once, what is the catalyst? Let them understand that you probably need more than one session.
Yes, absolutely. So typically, unless it's like a crisis intervention kind of thing, and you know, the crisis is kind of over after that first session, then maybe one session is appropriate. But for most issues, you're going to need more than one session. And it may take you meeting with more than one therapist, you know, because the research has been consistent in saying that the most important thing that determines whether therapy is going to be successful is the relationship between the client and the therapist. So if you don't feel like it's a good fit with your therapist, you may need to actually try another one.
And Dr. Joy, in almost any other discipline, we do that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a tax preparer, you don't like the way they go, you go to another one. But in seeking mental health, a lot of times people will take that first step. And then if it's not immediate or there's no connection, they just say, okay, that didn't work. And they walk away.
Right. Right. And I think there's a fear of not wanting to kind of start over. I mean, so if you finally gotten to a therapist's office and you tell them everything, you don't want to have to keep doing that over and over. But in the interest of you actually getting better and getting help for your issues, it may be the best thing to do.
And now, Dr. Joy, I know that you specialize in African-American girls and Black girls and their mental health. Could you share with our listeners why you thought that was an important arena to specialize in, so to speak?
Yeah, I think that there is, you know, the stereotype of the strong Black woman. And, you know, historically and frequently, Black women are not the ones who want to actually reach out for help, right? We're taking care of everybody else. We are taking care of Big Mama and the kids and your sisters and cousins and aunties. And then we have ourselves at the bottom of that totem pole. And so I think a lot of times Black women will be kind of struggling in silence and not even have the space to look up and realize, oh, I'm actually feeling depressed or anxious, but they've been so busy taking care of everybody else that they didn't realize it for themselves. So I really thought it was important to kind of shed some light on the issues that Black women may be having in ways that you may not have already recognized, and really helping you to understand and recognize that for yourself.
And I know one of the areas that you specialize in is relationships and divorce and breakups. And could you share why in those situations is important that you go even if your partner doesn't? Because I know sometimes that you read about it, you hear about it, you know, he won't go or she won't go. So that means counseling is out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in the interest of couples counseling, it definitely is best if both partners want to be in counseling. But if you are struggling with relationship issues, it can still sometimes be helpful for you to go so that you learn how to maybe manage things differently, or you can look at, okay, are you missing some signs that you actually need to leave this relationship? And sometimes that's easier to do if you're going by yourself than with your partner. So I think it still can be beneficial to go even on your own, even if your partner doesn't go.
And for our listeners who may want to follow up with you, how would they reach out to you? How would they get in touch with Dr. Joy?
Yeah, so if you are a CAU student, you can find me on campus in Trevor Arnett Hall. And otherwise, you can visit my website at therapyforblackgirls.com.
And just explain why therapyforblackgirls.com.
Because I think it's catchy, so people tend to remember it really easily. So the marketing has been really good. But again, I really want to make sure that my sisters are taking care of themselves. So that's really important to me.
And what happens there on that website space?
So it's kind of a hybrid between my private practice and resources for people even outside of the state of Georgia. So I also have a directory of therapists in other states that do great clinical work with Black women. So if you're somewhere else, you can definitely visit the website to find a therapist in your area. I have a podcast that I've launched so that you can get resources about different conversations. And one of the most popular things has been I will talk to other therapists about fictional characters coming into therapy. So being Mary Jane from BET, if Mary Jane was a client, what kinds of things might she be discussing in therapy? And people have really been able to relate to the fact that you don't have to be quote unquote crazy to come to therapy. Like you can just come in with your normal relationship issues, family issues, and get some help to work through those things.
And we could all use a little help.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joy, for coming and sharing. And I want to remind our listeners that May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and you can call your insurance card. You can go to Dr. Joy's blog. Find some help if you think you need some help.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kiplin.
Thanks for listening to The Local Take on WCLK this morning. Special thanks to our guests for taking their time to speak with us. You can find many of these interviews posted online for on-demand listening at WCLK.com. If you want to recommend a community leader or nonprofit organization you would like to see featured on The Local Take, you can leave a voicemail on the WCLK Community Engagement Line at 404-880-6211, or you can email me at KiplinPrimus@gmail.com. Good morning.